You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Another beautiful morning in Madison. It's
hey,
John and Gordy in the morning, and this is WMDX 92.7, and you can check us out on the Civic Media app as well, and text us. Also, voice note us. We don't have that many. We have less than 10, right? Is that something like that?
I think less than 10, yes.
You can also call us, 608-879-8255. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, Mr. Gordy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Dom?
Is there some reason for that?
Hey, rise and
Dom,
shine,
okay?
Shake a leg.
I'm doing
up
all right.
And out
yeah.
on top of the morning. Right. It's Monday.
That's fantastic. You look very relaxed in your shirt today. I have my T-shirt on. And guess who has a sweater on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Mr.
Dom
sweater
has,
guy over here.
Dom has a sweater on again. I mean, it's not, you know...
You know,
warm enough yet?
I was cold this morning. I don't know. My AC gets really,
you?
Really cold. It's
but
like
you
64.
Wear, you can wear a T-shirt and like a shirt over it and come in and take it off when you need to. But now you have a sweater on and that's it.
it's comfy,
that's
you know?
The
no
way.
It,
yeah.
It's comfy.
Well,
do you
know,
like a blankie too? Some chocolate milk?
Okay.
Maybe, you know, come on.
All right. See, you know, every once in a while I turn on the dad mode thing, and I'm really apologizing for that at this point because it's just like my teen. No, my 20-year-olds now. Yeah. You know, I'm just sitting there, you know, jazzing them, trying to get them to do the right thing sooner because they'll learn and then they'll pick up on the right things. I want to say, I told you so, and I want them to realize it without me saying it to them.
You think so? Okay.
That's not going to work, right?
That doesn't work. Yeah.
I can dream, can I?
You could dream. Boy, we've still got haze out there. We've got smoke problems. We've got air quality advisories in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
and,
we do.
Right here in Madison. A little bit hazy. I've noticed it the last few days. I started shutting my windows and because I've noticed I'm a little congested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you feel it? Do you feel the haze?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel the smoke?
I feel the haze, man.
Yeah.
I feel the haze.
Yeah. Purple.
I remember on Friday, it was just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Pat Kreitlow's producer, Parker, he had a headache the whole day.
Yeah.
And he was saying it was due to the terrible air quality.
So. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're also going to be getting grass pollen in the area.
It's
and
that time. That's
going to be happening again. Guess tomorrow is a prediction, very high levels of that. Every day, you know, we get this severe weather alert in the official WMDX Samsung watch.
Yeah.
And
right?
And every time we get one of those, it's supposed to end at noon.
Right.
The day we're talking about.
Well, noon is that's when the air quality advisory is supposed to be lifted.
That's,
at noon, according to the Wisconsin DNR.
It never happens.
No, they extend it through the rest of the day. I guess they figure if it is going to clear out, it'll clear out by noon. But if it doesn't, we'll just extend it. So
well,
that's,
you know, we plan our morning runs, and then, it's too smoky out there.
Yeah, forget
I'll go
it.
After noon.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't happen. And then you're sitting there getting fat and lazy on your couch playing your video games and not going to work and not getting Medicaid, supplemental food stamps and everything else. You know, it's just one thing after the next.
Yeah. Well, what time is sunset tonight? I just want to know that because you've told us everything else on your Samsung watch.
Yeah. Sunset is 8:15.
Okay.
And by the way,
earlier and earlier.
These are features you can't get, unfortunately and sadly, with the official WMDX window.
Yeah.
We can look out the window and see exactly what the weather is, and it's very accurate.
Yeah.
But we don't have these other little supplemental pieces of information for you.
Well, State Street is looking very calm this morning, it is hazy. You know, it doesn't. I mean, the sky looked a little cloudy, but I think it's mainly the smoke. You know,
I would agree with you, except I really haven't cleaned my glasses yet this morning, it could be just a lot of smudging. Okay. As far as I know,
it could be. Let's see. This week in Madison is Madison Comedy Week. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
There's something like 80 to 100 comedians walking around Madison trying to be funny.
Oh, no.
And trying to be.
Yeah. And there are nine venues that are participating in this. I don't know if it's actually a competition or if it's just a comedy week. But Dom, you went to see a comedian last night, right?
I did. It wasn't last night. It was It was Saturday. And it was Nate Bergazzi.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who he is. He was really cool. I mean, it was for an hour. It was great venue. Alliance Center. It was massive. I mean, I had a great time.
Did he do his George Washington routine that he does on Saturday Night Live? He did not.
He didn't even mention Saturday Night Live. Yeah. That wasn't even a part of his bit. But
you said he had three warm-up comedians?
He had three openers. Three openers. Yeah. They were all like 5 to 10 minutes. They weren't that long, but it was still. I mean, I really liked the openers too. I mean, they could have gone for an hour, and I'd be okay with that as well.
That's pretty.
Remember
good.
Any of their names?
No, not a clue.
That's usually why. Yeah, they have openers. They're unknowns.
Well, are they local? I'm wondering if they picked any local comedians to open for.
Maybe. I don't know that.
Look. How many did you say were roaming the streets of Madison?
Something between 80 and 100 comedians are in Madison this week.
Invite them up here. This morning,
they don't
before
wake
8 o'clock.
Up this early. They can't get up. Are you kidding?
If you have a routine that you really want to get out there, that doesn't have any profanity in it,
right?
So I've eliminated like 99.9%
right.
of the comedian's material. Come on up.
Sure,
we're right here on a block away from the Capitol on State Street.
We're right above Comedy on State,
and that's what they were talking about. That Nate Bergazzi even mentioned. Yeah. Comedy on State Street. No. I should have stood up and said, "Yeah, I work right above there." So
we're high above that.
Yeah,
we're two floors above it. Yeah, yeah. So, and you know, we were talking about the Church Key Bar last week.
Yes, and how they closed and then they reopened because of demand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they found some 100-year-old stained glass windows while they were doing, you know, they've been doing some remodeling.
Well, that's why it's called Church Key. It used to be a church.
And they found which church it belongs to, some Lutheran church just down the way from that had moved down University Avenue. And so they gave them back to this was a big news story this morning.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, but these stained glass windows are huge and beautiful. Oh, yeah. I mean, and to think that they've survived 100 years.
Where did they store them that they discovered them without ever having broken them?
And they were in the basement somewhere, I don't know, or in the attic. Nice. They just, you know, they were doing all this remodeling in hopes of selling the church key. But then when the public outcry came, like, why are you closing down? So suddenly they've seen this as a marketing opportunity and they're, you know, going to reopen.
When did you say they're going to reopen? Do you remember
I think it's, I don't know, some couple of weeks.
It was some important event that they're opening on.
Oh, they're opening for the first home game.
First home game of the Badgers?
Of the Badgers, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So that's in about, I don't know, four weeks, something like that. Yeah, okay.
But that's good. That's good to
know. So that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you have for Would You Rather? Is it time for that?
Yes.
What do you think?
Let's put some reverb on that or not?
Do you want to skip it this time?
Or? No, we got to do it. You know?
Okay.
It's a must every week.
Somebody stole our lamp, by the way. Where's our lamp in here?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather?
Sitting here in darkness.
All right. Question one.
Okay.
If you were going to live inside a Disney film, guys, would you rather live under the sea in The Little Mermaid or live in Aladdin's world? Which one would you rather do?
Hmm. How about Fantasia? Is that included?
You could just choose a random
quite the point. Choices in Fantasia. We could live in almost any kind of world.
Right?
So you would choose Fantasia every day of the week. But you have to choose either Aladdin or Little Mermaid.
I'd go with Little Mermaid, I guess.
Yeah. I think I would do Little Mermaid too.
I think that's a funnier movie.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
You do.
John doesn't care.
A lot of seafood down there.
You don't like seafood, do you?
No, I love seafood.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the other way. Okay.
All right, yeah, so I would choose Little Mermaid, but all right.
Okay.
Second question, would you rather have fingers made of carrots or feet made of eggplants? This one's harder.
What are you doing?
You know, this isn't a boring,
see,
you know,
how do you come up with this stuff?
You know, Google is my friend.
So, we have quite a history with eggplants here on the show. You're unaware of that
history. Oh, that's
history.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. What are you guys talking about?
I don't know. How do we describe this?
Well, we describe it, you know, point blank. We know what eggplants are used for when people are referring to whatever it is they're texting.
Okay.
Emoji.
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down, yeah.
Okay. All right. And I thought that cucumbers were a better representation.
Right.
Than eggplants, because I don't understand the shape of the eggplant being anything close.
Right.
I mean, I'm just got personal experience. It just seems like cucumbers would be the best representation if you're going to do that in
the
text.
I'd go with the eggplants for feet.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I would do the eggplants for feet, too. Carrots, I wouldn't be able to grab anything.
You'd be struggling all the time.
You would
be like Carrot Top. Here's the thing. Now we're going to get a whole bunch of eggplant
emojis again that everybody will complain.
Hey, whatever happened to Sherry?
I don't know.
We haven't heard from Sherry in like 1,000 years.
She
ran out of emojis, I would assume, at this point.
Coffee
emojis. Coffee cups, whatever that had to deal with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we haven't really talked about coffee that much. We don't push it that much anymore because, you know, Brazil has that huge high tax on themselves, tariff. So now we can't really get coffee anymore. Now we're subject to, hot chocolate and cookies.
I think it is actually National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh, that's right.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, somebody bring us some chocolate chip cookies.
I was going to make it, but then I realized I don't want to make it.
Realized
I didn't make it.
Didn't want to do it.
Okay. I'm trying desperately to come up with inexpensive chocolate chip cookies for my sons. You know, there's like this war going on. Who likes what chocolate chip cookies I buy next?
Oh.
And the last bunch of chocolate chip cookies I got were from Aldi, and they both liked those, the inexpensive Aldi version of them. And then I bought one that's Craven, which you can get at Woodman's, and I like those, and my son likes them, but the other one said he doesn't like them. And I think, what is it you don't like about a chocolate chip cookie? It's impossible to hate a chocolate chip cookie. whatever.
I like the Nestle Toll House cookies.
Yes.
I can make those and heat them up, and they're nice and chewy, kind of. You know?
Oh, what do you mean? You just heat up actual cookies you buy from the store and you put them in?
No. The Nestle Toll House cookie.
The mix that you chop.
It's already mixed.
You cut it.
You just cut them in squares and roll them up.
I haven't really tried that.
No, neither have I.
Well, how do you like that?
Good. Yeah,
I might just go for that.
And they have the kind with the regular chocolate chip, and then they have the kind with the big chunky chocolate chips.
Yes, the chunky. I'm thinking about buying chunky instead of the chocolate chip bags.
A lot of chocolate.
If they have chunky bags of it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started on a Monday morning.
As you can tell.
Beautiful downtown Madison, Wisconsin, on this fourth day of August. We'll be back with more after this on John and Gordy in the Morning.
All the other people don't even know what they mean. And it was magic at first.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now let's hear about John Peterson. On 92 FM, babe. He works with a guy named Gordy Yarn. They spin them the way you want to hear them. Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me?
It was made for you.
Every morning, they get you rolling.
We hope.
Playing songs help you make it through your day.
Right on.
Oh, this station is right on, baby.
Right on.
Right on, man.
Right on. Right on.
Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way.
Hey, Brian, I'm home.
With Johnny Peterson.
Yeah.
You can't lose.
You can't. You'll be richer.
Look out for Cody Young.
Yeah, look out.
You can't go wrong. Keep
right.
That dial right on 92, baby. With the greatest sounds.
Do it. Do it. Finish.
That keep rocking this time.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Russ.
Do it.
Look out for 92 FM, baby.
Yeah. Look out.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you going in the morning, huh?
6:23. Yes, it will.
Russ Laniello, right here on WMDX 92.7.
It's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dom Lee in the producer booth. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments, and they are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call Jim or Sarah at 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Yeah, they've helped John out. They've helped me out. They can help you out, too. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com for more information. John?
Yes?
Over to you now, John.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we've got quite a show coming up for you today. All right. Well, I want to get to some of the latest stuff that I saw this morning as I perused the computer screen.
Yeah.
Like first, what? Let's talk about Stephen Colbert, okay?
Oh, yeah.
He's landed another late-night gig, kind of. Kind of.
Is this about the Letterman connection?
Nope. It's a fictional thing on the very same network.
Really?
He's got a guest appearance for the forthcoming Season 3 episode of the crime comedy show, I've never seen this, Elsbeth.
Okay.
All right?
I've heard of it. I've never watched it. Yeah.
Well, okay. It's about an investigating guy who looks into murders in New York, okay? You've never seen a show like this before.
How unusual.
Yes. And Variety reports that Colbert will be playing the host of the fictional late-night talk show Way Late with Scotty Bristol.
Way Late with Scotty Bristol.
There you go.
Okay. What? So this is a fictional thing that Colbert is going to star in.
Fictional late night show. Hey, you know what? They might even make this a regular thing on Elsbeth.
Oh.
I've never seen it. I have no idea. You know, I stopped watching all the different versions of investigating detectives out there. Bosch was the last one I checked out.
Bosch?
Yeah, Bosch. Yeah.
I don't
it's
know
on,
that one.
Prime.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And here's another story. This is a little out there, but get this. People are just discovering what Farmer's Coke is. You know?
Farmer's Coke.
Yeah, Farmer's Coke. Farmer's Coke involves pouring salty peanuts into an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola and then crunching on those peanuts as you take a swig of the drink. It sounds absolutely grotesque.
That's disgusting.
Stuff falling into your mouth, taking a swig of soda.
Really?
It's for the convenience for workers who need to use their hands for something else. Working people may not have had a place to wash up, so you pour the peanuts directly into the bottle, and your hands stay clean, and you don't have to handle the peanuts while you're drinking your Coca-Cola. So that is the Farmer's Coke.
Peanuts in Coca-Cola.
Salty peanuts in Coke.
All right.
I'm sure Pam would probably know a lot about that, too. I'm
Pam
sure.
Yaki?
Yeah. I wish she was on today.
Yeah. She's still on vacation up in Canada.
Just a second there. I wish she was. You know, the whole thing here about Coca-Cola is that now they're going to have to go to sugar. They're going to have to reduce the use of high fructose corn syrup.
Okay.
All right.
Because Trump?
Yeah. Trump has, well, it's actually RFK Jr. who doesn't want anybody to use that stuff anymore. Right. It's really bad for you. It's really horrible.
Well, I know. Yeah.
So I
go back
hate to
sugar.
Say it. I'll kind of agree with him. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's back to the sugar farmers in the U.S. Now, we've been supplementing the sugar farmers for years. Are we going to keep giving them extra money now? Are we going to keep doing that? Are we going to import sugar, cane sugar, from someplace else?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No.
But this means that Coca-Cola probably will go up in price.
Mm. Well, everything else is going up in the grocery store.
Yeah, everything is.
I can't believe it. You know, I try to just do grocery shopping every 2 weeks.
Wow, how do you do that?
I load up. Well,
I cannot stay out of a store for maybe 24 hours.
except for milk or maybe a couple other things.
Yeah.
But I try to do it every couple of weeks and just try to do it all at once. Because I don't like going shopping.
Really?
It's just not a pleasurable thing.
In your way.
But I get more discounts if I can buy, in bulk of a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But I know, this last time I just went over the weekend. Oh, man.
Crazy.
Prices are just jumping.
I know it is. It
crazy.
Is. Yeah. And it's going to get worse.
Even on generic stuff, which is what I usually buy.
Well, you know what? Those generics aren't really generic anymore.
They're
store brands.
Yeah, they're store brands.
And they take over and they get rid of the actual brands that they had before.
Yeah, they think we don't know that.
Yeah, and they're as expensive or even more expensive.
Mm-hmm. 29 past the hour. When we come back, we'll get into Idiocracy for today on this Monday. Stay with us. John and Gordy on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Gravehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Or smart. We're not quite sure. Maybe they've got the right idea.
Yeah, genius. Yeah.
They may be convincing me. I'm not sure. WMDX 92.7. Unsure about that. I'm sitting on the fence on this one.
What?
92.7. And you can, of course, tune us into Civic Media's app.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right there.
Yep.
Choose us as your morning show. And then text us or voice note us. We'd love to hear from you. We want your opinion. We want your onions right here on the show. Speak your onions.
Do it.
So
how do you do a voice note? You get on our app, you go to WMDX, and then right in the middle, you'll see that voice note button. You just push the button, start yapping. Just talk.
And here's
and
the thing.
Send it to
us. You don't want the kids to beat you to the punch.
No.
Okay? They're all over this voice note stuff. You don't want to sit there and start getting old and... I don't know about voice notes. How does that technology work?
I know Troy is very, he had one. He had a voice note when we first started. I think it was within the first week. So let's take a listen.
Here's an example.
Can't remember what
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
I can't remember that one.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
We did get a text here from Linda. We were talking about that show, Elsbeth.
Yes.
She says it's one of my favorites. Very funny.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's a big thumbs up from
big thumbs up.
Yeah. Weather today, it's going to be cool, relatively speaking. I mean, it's cool this morning in the mid-50s, highs in the upper 70s. There's that air quality advisory till noon today. So, if you got problems breathing.
I don't believe them.
Stay inside.
Point. Ever since they destroyed Noah. There's nothing left anymore.
National Weather Service. What's the matter there, Dom?
There was a spider on my desk.
Dom jumping around in there. He's looking for it now. You're not a fan of arachnids?
I have arachnophobia.
Okay.
All right.
You know, it's a funny thing.
I saw a spider on the ceiling. One of those big black ones.
Here?
And I was at home.
Oh.
And it was in the kitchen. It was crawling across the ceiling. I thought, I am going to leave it alone. I don't give a damn. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe, a couple hours later, I'm washing the dishes, and all of a sudden this black spider drops down right in front of me.
Whoa!
Freaked me out.
And what did you do?
I put it down the drain.
Okay. Well, it'll be all right down there.
It's the scariest thing. It's the scary when they pop up out of nowhere. That one was just brown. It was scary.
Yeah, I know. I can tell you're still looking for it.
I know. I couldn't find it, so I'm just
you'll
gonna
be looking
hope and
for
pray.
Spiders for the whole day now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It is 6:38, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Hey, it's back to school time. Mm-hmm. Start the school year off right with a new mattress set built just for your student. That's a good idea. It's time for you to get a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress. For bigger dreams, your student needs the best sleep, and for that, it's got to be Verlo. They're locally owned and operated. Each mattress is made to order right here in Madison. They have two locations, East Side and West Side, or go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Well, that sounds great. Get the adjustable bed frame for your student. That'll end up by the side of the road, and parents will go through the roof.
That's not the way it goes.
Not good.
Once you get one, you'll never go back to anything else.
You won't. You really won't.
And anyway.
All right. I'm just trying to give consumer tips to everybody listening to the program.
Well, it's important the students get a good night's rest. I mean, they're on their phones all the time. You got to take the phone away from them and just tell them to go to bed and go to sleep on a nice Verlo mattress.
See, you don't have to go to bed and sleep. You can go to bed and work on your laptop. You can read your phone for at least 8 hours, doom scrolling. But you know what? If you had that slight
adjustable frame bed
tilted up, wow, you can do this for days and never leave the house.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I don't think that's what back to school's all about.
Well, there's going to be a big line at Verlo waiting for those adjustable bed frames. I know it.
Tell John Peterson. Okay. All right.
There'll be a line waiting for people to leave. All right. Here we go. I can't find the story anywhere. But
what story are you looking
for? I remember
for?
This story. It's. I have them all categorized, but this one is kind of an interesting one. This is a web wisdom, and the guy came up with the idea of maybe everybody getting a card, and it'll be either a red card or a blue card. Red for conservative, blue for liberal.
Okay.
So everybody gets those cards, and he's got a way of figuring out how to work this magic. It's cut 25. Let's go with it.
Okay, so wild idea. Two presidents, two systems. You vote red, you get a red card. You vote blue, you get a blue card. But for the next 4 years, that card is your life. You need healthcare? Present your card. Public transportation? Card. You go to a restaurant? Show the card. You're trying to file taxes or get disaster relief or apply for a job, even to get utilities? Yeah, you're going to need that card. Red card holders get the policies they voted for. No Medicaid expansion, no union protections, no student loan relief, no restaurants with immigrant employees or even food picked by immigrant hands, no federal disaster aid, unless, of course, the hurricane was Jesus approved. So if you're living off that $1,100 a month in blue benefits now, you better learn how to make that red $300 stretch. Roads? Your problem. But blue card holders, you're going to get infrastructure, you're going to get safety nets, you're going to get the public schools that actually teach history. Red card holders can still ignore science, but blue card holders are going to get the freedom to follow it. And I promise you this, after one term, just one, you're going to see a flood of red cards turning blue. Because nothing exposes bad political ideology like being forced to live under it. No scapegoats, no whataboutisms, just the raw, unfiltered consequences of your vote. So let's try it. Let's split the country. Not by secession, just by accountability. Because talk is cheap and reality is.
There you go. Wow. Not a bad idea. It's got it well figured out.
Okay. Red card or blue card?
That's right.
Okay.
Now, two presidents might be a little difficult, but,
Yes.
One wing for one and the other wing for the other.
Yeah. Okay.
Or at least,
novel idea.
I wouldn't even go into the wings of the White House. You know what I'd do now?
What?
I'd go into the ballroom.
The new ballroom, the $200 million ballroom?
It's almost twice the size of the White House. So.
It's crazy. It's not going to happen.
We really needed that. Oh. I understand, you know, even though there are donors who are going to build this thing,
yeah,
it's going to take a ton of taxpayer dollars as well.
Of course, we're
going to go broke paying for this thing, and all these people who got kicked off of Medicaid. Wow. Okay. Well, think about that ballroom next time you can't get any food or any kind of health care. Yeah. Think about that.
It's turning into an amusement park. You know, they have a bowling alley as well in the basement, and they also have tennis courts, and now they have a ballroom. It's just.
They used to have a swimming pool, but that got covered over.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, they used to have a rose garden, and that became a slab of concrete.
Yes, that's right.
Which isn't as pretty, I guess. But anyway.
Why did they do that?
That's just really, truly insulting, right?
Yes.
Let's get into RFK a little bit here now. This is from a week ago or so, but anyway, RFK Jr. blamed Senator Patty Murray on the destruction of the healthcare in America. Now, you got to really think, this is the guy destroying healthcare in Americans, putting everybody's lives at risk for getting rid of vaccines. And now, of course, he wants to get rid of the committee that decides what free healthcare preventive medicine we get on the ACA. But anyway, here he is. This is a grilling by Patty Murray. And at it culminates to the very end. So listen to the end, and it proves who's really destroying healthcare in America. You got that? Well, let's go with it.
Secretary Kennedy, whose decision was it to withhold child care and development block grant funding?
Senator, I want to point out that in 2021, at the beginning of his administration, President Biden submitted his budget on May. You know what? You made an accusation to me, and I'm going to answer it.
Okay, I appreciate
on May 28th, he submitted his budget. So we're our budget. We're a new administration.
Okay, you can.
And I also want to point out.
I have just 2 minutes left. I asked you a specific question.
I want to point out something, Senator. You presided here, I think, for 32 years. Mm-hmm. You presided over the destruction of the health of the American people.
Wow. Well, I have.
Our people are now the sickest people in the world.
Seriously.
Because you have not done your job.
Seriously. That is an amazing.
What have you done about it? What have you done about the epidemic of chronic disease?
Mr. Secretary,
what have you done about the epidemic of chronic disease?
Seriously, Madam
Secretary, I would ask you to hold back and let the Senator ask the questions.
Mr. Secretary, I'm asking you a question about child care. I'm asking you who made the decision to withhold child care and development block grant funding.
That was made by my department.
There you go.
Whoa. Okay.
All right. The truth comes out finally after that little diversion there. You know, Patty Murray's been destroying health care for the last 30 years. It isn't the Republicans trying to get rid of the ACA or making it more difficult for people to get Medicaid. Simple, you know, health care that keeps us alive and well in this country and pain-free. Mm-hmm. But instead, it's Patty Murray who's really the problem here, and RFK Jr. who's letting chickenpox take over the country.
Yeah,
that's fine.
By the way, over the weekend, 9 confirmed cases of measles. First cases
there
of measles,
measles
up in Oconto County. First cases in Wisconsin. 9.
I'm sure RFK Jr. is on that.
Oh, sure.
While he mulls over, and I mentioned this earlier, he's thinking about firing the task force that determines what's included in the ACA, the American Free Checkup.
Okay.
Each year that you get. Two senators introduced a resolution to preserve the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force following reports that RFK Jr. may soon fire its current members. Prevention is at the heart of how we need to approach the cost of health care, not mentioning the fact that it saves people's lives eventually.
Right.
So here's – we don't have time, right? We have time.
We have time.
Okay, let's play this. This is from ABC News.
According to a source, Health Secretary RFK Jr. is planning to fire every member of an influential task force that decides what preventive health services must be covered by insurance at no cost to patients. So that includes everything from cancer screening to HIV prevention. According to this source, Kennedy plans to oust all 16 members for being, quote, too woke. A spokesperson for Health and Human Services says no final decision has been made. But look, this is a big deal. It could impact pretty much every American with health insurance. And the task force has come under fire from conservative activists.
Why?
A recent essay in the American Conservative called for this task force to be dismantled.
Why?
Accusing it of promoting left-wing ideological orthodoxy, including urging doctors to take into account systemic racism.
What?
So last month, though, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the task force,
oh,
but ruled that the health secretary does have the power to remove its members at any time. Soon after that, the panel's July meeting was abruptly canceled. That alarmed some Democrats and public health leaders. Senator Patty Murray had this warning, saying, quote, in no world should experts be replaced with unqualified anti-science cronies of RFK Jr. who will make preventive health care more expensive and harder to get.
There you go. Yeah. So that's happening, and we'll see where that goes. This is really crazy talk. They're actually getting rid of these people because of now DEI, which was really a stretch.
Back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning.
Hazy sunshine, high today in the upper 70s, right now 57 degrees. There's an air quality advisory again until noon today.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
They usually stretch into days. Doesn't expire at noon, it never has.
Wear your oxygen masks, I guess.
All right. Yeah. Well, we can. Hey, the big story. We got a couple of big stories. Normally, we have the big story a little after 7 o'clock. Well, we got to get this one in. We got to slide this one in because this made national news.
This was big
over the weekend.
What is it?
It took off.
What happened?
It blew up.
What are you talking about?
Finally, Mr. Generic, the guy who replaced...
Mr. Generic.
Paul Ryan, you know.
Paul.
They were desperate to find a guy who looked something like Paul Ryan.
Okay.
And then they came up with Brian Stein.
Okay.
And for some reason, you know, the voters said, hey, this guy looks just like Paul Ryan. Let's vote for him. Okay. It was that deep.
Well, he had a town meeting, didn't he?
He had a town hall. It just blew everybody's socks off. And everybody covered it. It was on national media everywhere.
Yeah.
And we've got it all for you.
Okay.
I combined two cuts. Now, some of this may be a little hard to understand, but I don't care. it just shows you the chaos and the anger of the people in the audience. And that's really what it's all about. Okay. I mean, this was a hostile crowd.
Yes.
And this, you know, they were told not to really have these town halls. But Brian Stein, Mr. Wise Guy, I look like Paul Ryan. Here I am. I'm here. I'm experienced now, you know. I'm not that guy you knew before. He isn't experienced because he went out there and he...
went down in
he
flames.
He tried to convince people of all these silly, stupid talking points that everybody is so tired of hearing over and over.
Right.
So let's listen to that town hall.
One of the biggest improvements that we have seen is the success in security. We can just keep it down a little bit so people can hear. That's going to be helpful. And making sure that we're supporting
immigrants.
We need to have very pro-growth tax policies. That was part of the reforms that were just signed into law. Energy policies that unleash American energy rather than restrict it.
Are you going to run for governor for the state of Wisconsin?
That's an easy answer. No, it's hard to hear. I said, no, I'm going to be running for re-election to the House.
Congressman Brian Stile began his town hall in the town of Elkhorn with the Pledge of Allegiance, during which the crowd emphasized the last words, and justice for all.
Yeah.
Striking moment there. Later, several attendees expressed their disappointment with the congressman, including one person who asked why he was not stopping ICE raids by masked agents targeting immigrants.
Why are they wearing masks, and why are they unidentified?
There you go.
Okay. Answer the question.
Right.
Not a chance.
We'll probably agree to disagree on some of my answer here.
Yeah.
But what I view is the moral hazard created by the Biden administration by allowing the U.S. Mexico border to remain unsecure.
Blame Biden. Not going over well.
No, not a good idea.
It's completely fine that we disagree. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing on the topic. President Biden had a different view than I did on the importance of securing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Millions of illegal
immigrants came into the United States, and there's a lack of action by the federal government. You're now seeing that action take place with the removal particularly of individuals who are in the country illegally.
I am so disappointed.
Yes!
I am so disappointed in how you represent us as the citizen of Walworth County. Southeast Wisconsin has not been represented by you. President Trump seems to run Southeast Wisconsin. Through you. And all I have to ask is I will be out there working hard if you choose to run for any office.
I don't think you're the right fit for us anymore.
Oh, there you go.
I just think it's time to go. You just don't relate to most of us anymore, and you got to know when to step down.
Wow.
I think it's time.
That was Congressman Stile's first town hall since the passage of the Republicans' budget mega bill, the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill.
There's one of two things happening in that town hall. Either it was organized by Democrats, and that shows that Democrats in Wisconsin are organized, and that's positive news for Democrats, or it was not organized, and that is organic anger, and that is also positive news for Democrats.
Yeah.
I mean, people just sort of feel at their gut, as that woman expressed, like, why are they wearing masks? You know, it's not, yeah. it's she doesn't go to the deportation, the question of people being deported, but it's also just the manner in which it's happening.
That's right. I think that's one of the big issues, right?
Yeah.
It's how they're doing this. They're carrying this whole thing out nationwide. They let Elon do a lot of the dirty work, so now he's not around. You can't blame Trump for that.
Mm.
And now, of course, the immigration problem, where they're doing it, people wearing masks, anything can happen. People can be disappeared now easily by someone thinking that it's an ICE agent.
Yeah.
You know, letting it happen
right
before their very eyes. So,
exactly.
Boy, I love that reaction from the crowd. Walworth isn't exactly, a liberal bastion.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't like it
Good
at all.
Good stuff.
Okay. 6:59 news coming up next. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment on WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.